Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service. Catch all the hard-hitting news and current affairs that focuses on all relevant First Nations issues from a First Nations standpoint. This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Let's Talk. Before I go on any further, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners on this land we are broadcasting from. I also like to pay my respects to our elders and also elders of more recent arrival. And a big shout out to everybody around the continent that is taking our program via the National Indigenous Radio Service NIRS, or if you're tuning in via our app, 98.9 FM for the best country, which you can download for free from your app store, so please do so. Or if you're tuning in via our website, 98.9fm.com.au. And via our website, this program is podcasted. So don't forget to check out previous Let's Talk programs. And don't forget, you can stream us on the podcast platforms which people have been using, which is Spotify and Apple Podcast. Those platforms beaming us into your communities, and as always, it is great to have your company. Just before we get into the program, big shout out to all our mob in Sydney, especially Western Sydney, who are in lockdown. I think as we're speaking now, all states and territories have cut off any travellers from Sydney. I know there's been heaps of cases in Western Sydney. That's where I'm from. Thankfully enough, my mum hasn't been in Sydney for a month now. She's been up here in Queensland with us, and she's staying for a bit longer now that this is going on down there as well. But yeah, and a shout out to all my family and friends throughout Western Sydney who are, you know, going through lockdown again. But as I mentioned, NAIDOC Week is coming up. The amazing people here at work have put their hand up to run NAIDOC in Musgrave Park this year. Obviously, it's not going to be as big as it usually is in previous years. We haven't had one since 2019 because of COVID last year. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to having a chat with our station manager, Dan, who has been heading that up with our CEO, Jai, and some other mob in the community as well. But before we talk all things NAIDOC, you know, definitely get online and check out where your local NAIDOC activity is happening near all you mob. Also, remember, don't forget, next week here on Let's Talk, we're going to be talking all things healing country. And I also, what I want to do is look at NAIDOC and take a historical look at NAIDOC and how it began and some of the themes over the years as well. That's definitely something that I want to do as well. But before we get into the program and chat to my first guest, I'm going to head to a quick song by Local Knowledge. Blackfellas, you are listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM, Murray Country.
Can you hear me? All the Noongars, all the Nangas, all the Bama. Can you hear us? All the Wongai, all the Yamatis, all the Maradis. Can you handle these? To the Torres Strait and the Palawa, to the Anangu, to the Yolongu.
I'm the souped-up guru with the long brown dreads, who'll be pounding out the rhymes and shaking my legs. I represent minorities, copping it high, rattling my time with full disregard. When you hear this guru rattle, you'll say, which way? This brother too deadly, got a lot to say. He'll be smashing down barriers with his hard to pump, not caring who be listening. Don't give up, get out. When you see me on the street, you can talk to these. I won't lift my nose if you're not stalking me. Jam it up, lose a super talk to shine. That's how I've been brought up, full of might. Don't let my cool demeanor give me confidence. It's only got a money saving from my violence. This young black body who's too standing tall, not backing down from no one, no. not even a law.
All the Mores, all the Kores, all the Gores, can you hear me? All the Nungas, all the Nungas, all the Bama, can you hear us? All the Wongai, all the Yamajis, all the Mardis, can you handle these? To the Torres Strait and the Palawa, to the Anangu, to the Yolngu.
Who the fuck am I? Where you think I'm from? We'll take a look at this land, it's where I belong. Rapping anything I want, putting it in our songs. Cause this culture in my veins has got me feeling too strong. Feel like I can walk on water, straight through a fence. When I slap on my oak and begin to dance, you better shut your mouth, pay full respect. Cause this is my time, what you represent. I ain't singing the blues, I'm just bringing the news. Talking Aboriginal issues the whole way through. Getting stuff off my chest, I don't need no rest. Cause us Abbo folk still know we the best. I show full respect to all my elders. Respect when taught, that's the thing that gels. And see, I'm passing out a message that's crystal clear. To all the young proud mob, don't show no fear.
All the Mores, all the Kores, all the Gores, can you hear me? All the Nungas, all the Nungas, all the Bama, can you hear us? All the Wongai, all the Yamajis, all the Mardis, can you handle these? To the Torres Strait and the Palawa, to the Anangu, to the Yolngu. From the cubby, say family roots on the island South Seas. You can track me down from my family trees. French and German, you can add to these. Say I was black at school when I was not cool. Said the color of my skin made me a fool. I was in a rap when you thought it was crap. All good now, so you wanna be black. I don't really care if you're white or black, or any person discrimination acts. If you're mean or fake or just plain slack, I'll wipe you off with a sweat on my crack. Step up to me and I will step back. Make some space when your brain goes crack. When I fight with my mind, your body is behind. I'm the first in line when it comes to be kind. All the Mores, all the Kores, all the Gores, can you hear me? All the Nungas, all the Nungas, all the Bama, can you hear us? All the Wongai, all the Yamajis, all the Mardis, can you handle these? To the Torres Strait and the Palawa, to the Anangu, to the Yolngu.
This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
And that was Local Knowledge with their song Blackfellas. That has to be, you know, an anthem for us mob. And especially, you know, for a younger generation than sort of, you know, the 80s and sort of the 90s sort of influential music that, you know, the older generation had. That, you know, is a banger. But just before we go any further as well, I just wanted to read some stuff. And if you're wondering, you know, how NAIDOC week started or began. So I'm just going to read this little paragraph. So the origins of NAIDOC week can be traced back to the Aboriginal rights movement. On Australia Day in 1938, protesters marched through the streets of Sydney to talk about the status and the treatment of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. This protest was one of the first major civil rights gatherings in the world, and it became known as the Day of Mourning. Between 1940 and 1955, the Day of Mourning was held annually on the Sunday before Australia Day and was commonly known as Aborigines Day. And in 1955, it was decided that the Aborigines Day should include a celebration of Aboriginal culture, heritage and achievement. This is now celebrated as NAIDOC Week, which highlights the achievements of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people all over Australia. And that's coming up very, very soon. And we can thank the hard workers here at the station and also a part of some other community organisations who will be helping put on the Family Fun Day back. Oh, sorry, not the Family Fun Day. It's something else. Putting NAIDOC back in Musgrave Park. And my guest this morning is Dan Rennie. Good morning, Bruss. How you going?
Bo, good, brother. Yourself?
Good, better.
Good to
better.
See you back and COVID-free.
Yes, yeah.
How many tests you had now?
Three.
Yeah.
And this is the second time in, like, not even a month and a half that I went and got tested.
Well, it just goes to show that, you know, this thing isn't going away and we need to be vigilant.
Yeah. And usually, like, usually every other year I'm good. Like, I'll get a cold, like, once or twice, but I've had that a couple of times this year.
Well, there's a bad one going around. I think you knocked out most of the staff here, and I don't normally get crooked, but it floored me for a good week. So, look, you know, I don't know what it is, but I think, you know, in this world we live in now, it's better to be safe than sorry. If you're feeling unwell, go get tested, stay home, and
definitely
don't affect others, eh?
I was just biting on getting that text or that email back, and then finally, like, it was like 8 o'clock last night when I texted yourself and Jai saying it's come back negative, good to go. But before going further, your mob in your country, please.
Yeah, Larrakia, mob from Darwin, have connections through Wyndham and Broome as well, so Yawuru, and, yeah, I'm living in Murray Country for 20-some years, so honorary Queenslander, I feel.
Deadly, yes. Speaking of being an honorary Queenslander, this Sunday, State of Origin number 2, Suncorp Stadium. How you feeling?
Very nervous. Yeah. You know, I was before that first game too, when I looked at that black line, you know, just so much class between, you know, Latrell Mitchell, Josh Adokar, and of course, you know, just the class outfit that they are, the New South Wales Blues. And you look at it on paper and you go, That's a team that can beat, you know, that's the best team I've ever seen, pretty much. But, you know, as we know, anything can happen in a game of rugby league. And they're coming to Queensland, backs against the wall. You know, I'm not going to say Queensland are going to win, but anything could happen, Bo. But, you know, you talk about the Queensland dynasty, and that was a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime kind of side when you look at Darren Lockyer and Jonathan Thurston.
Inglis Slater.
Craig Inglis, Billy Slater, I mean. You're looking at these Blues now and you go, you look across the park there and you go, if this side can keep together, you know, they could go on a good trot as well.
Definitely. The sort of talk of the Maroons camp has been the young fullback who's played like a handful of games as well.
Yep, he's a young black fella as well, Reece Walsh.
Oh, is he? Yeah, mate, Walsh,
Walsh, so played a bit of footy for Wynnum here in Queensland, and then got drafted by the Broncos, you know, another one that got away from Brisbane, I guess you could say. They didn't think he was ready for first grade, and he found an opportunity over the Warriors where he's just been braining it. Like, he is the incumbent is Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, who's the Kiwis fullback. He steps aside for this kid and said he's the future. I'll go sit down on the wing. So, look, a lot of pressure for a young man. He's only 18, but he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's a father. You know, he's playing first grade over in New Zealand there, and, you know, I was lucky enough to catch up with him not too long ago. I just bumped into him at the airport, and we had a bit of a chin wag. And he's a real smart kid, and when people are saying, you know, I don't think he's ready and it's too much for him, you know, I think if you're good enough, you're ready, eh?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's been, you know, over the years, I think many young players have been sort of blooded through sort of Origin and have, you know, went on to have successful Origin careers after that as well.
I think he also knows that he wasn't the first choice. You know, he's in a position where the two in front of him, Kalen Ponga and Brimson, are both injured. So, you know, he knew he wasn't the first cab off the rank. So there's not, I guess, that much pressure. He knows his time was coming, and it's come probably a little bit sooner than expected. But, look, this Queensland team, anything can happen, Bo.
Definitely. Just before we get on to the rest of NAIDOC as well, I saw online yesterday Willie Mason, was it Nathan Blacklock as well?
Yeah, Nathan Blacklock, Presto.
All cruising around.
Yeah, all here for the Origin, but doing some work with Deadly Choices they cruised down to the kiosk and showing them around and meeting the mob down there, and they had a good time, you know. They were supposed to just be passing through, but they ended up hanging out for a good hour or so, taking photos and meeting the mob down there on the street and signing autographs and all that. And, you know, that's a big deal for some of these people, you know.
Definitely.
Don't get to rub shoulders with some of the greats of the Blues, but, you know, Presto, we know what he's like. You know, he'll stop and have a yarn with anyone. And Big Willie, I was a little bit surprised at how
people received him.
Yeah, he was a star attraction.
He's a good bloke. He is. He's a legend. South of the border.
Look, he's just a legend in his own right. You know, played a lot of great football with Bulldogs and
premiership
with the Doggies there, and you know, was in some really dominant New South Wales teams, represent Australia as well. So, yeah, he's a legend.
Definitely. But back to NAIDOC Week, and it's fast approaching. Yourself, Jai, and some other mob in the community from other organisations made the decision of sort of, you know, running with putting something together within less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, look, understandably, there was a bit of confusion about what was happening this year for the NAIDOC in Musgrave Park. Last year cancelled due to COVID, and Natalie Alberts has been doing a wonderful job over the years putting the day together. But look, you know, she's had some family matters to attend to, which, you know, we send our love out to her and her mob. But she'll be back next year running the family fun day. But, you know, this year, as you said, bio meeting was called and nothing was sort of arranged, and you know, we jumped into gear here. We do have quite a lot of experience of putting events on, not so much in a time frame that's this short, but you know, you do what you can in the time that you've got, and everyone's been pulling together. We've had volunteers jumping in from everywhere, just wanting to be a part of this, wanting to see the day happen, because everybody knows how important it is to have a gathering at Musgrave Park for NAIDOC. You know, we talk about the times that the mob get together. They're usually often sad times, sorry business, or things like that. To have a day where everyone's, you know, and I know when I go there, it's just walking around, seeing people you haven't seen in probably a year since the last one. And you know, it's a really nice connection to make. But we spoke about COVID at the top, and our mob in particular, our elders are, you know, in that the high-risk category. So we've been really mindful of that. Currently, there are no COVID restrictions for outdoor event, but we will have a COVID scan, and we will be contact tracing, but also encouraging social distancing. But you know, it would be really sad if we didn't have an event 2 years running, and the fact that, you know, as I said before, we've got the resources, we've got the people, we've got the contacts, and we've been able to pull, I'd say, 95% of it together in the space of 2.5 weeks. It's not going to be like it has been in previous years. There won't be the rides,
the stalls.
No, there won't be any of that for many different reasons, but the main one being the time frame. But logistically, arranging stalls and stall holders and insurance and all the things wouldn't have been possible. It just simply wouldn't have been possible. It's hard enough trying to get a stage and a tent for the elders, it's the food and coffee and these types of things. And it even goes as far as, you know, fencing, bins, like things you don't...
Entertainment as well. Yeah, we know, like, this is a busy time for our mob as well.
Yeah, and typically these things are 12 to 18 months in the planning, and you know, bands are often booked 12 months in advance as well. So, you know, the fact that we've been able to pull some terrific, amazing, deadly local talent together in that short time frame says a lot about the respect that Beamer, Murray Country, 98.9 FM has here in the community, and everyone's jumping on board to be a part of the day.
That's deadly. Yeah, and you mentioned it's been 2 years since NAIDOC in Musgrave Park. Late in November, you know, different organisations around the country were sort of celebrating NAIDOC. We had ours in Bunyapa Park, had some music, a couple of stalls I think were there as well. But other than that, it was something small, you know, that we wanted to put on for the community. And obviously this is something, you know, that we want to put on with and also for the community as well. So far, how's things been with getting artists? As you mentioned, it's sort of a hard slog, you know, to get an artist booked in and for NAIDOC Week. And you've had 2.5 weeks.
You know, with a couple of weeks before a big event, a lot have said, look, they're busy, but they're going to try and make time to be here. And we're going to hold the event from 10 till 3 p.m. We're juggling around those who have other commitments, but Everyone I've asked has said yes, and it's, you know, it's just been amazing. We've got old Uncle Dusty, who's going to kick things off down there at the park. Sachem, who's an amazing, you know, from Indurabar, you know, son of the deadly Delvey and Cockatoo Collins, and he does some amazing hip-hop music. We've got Chloe Terrere coming along. Our listeners will all be familiar with her. She's another amazing young talent. The Huntsman, Rochelle Pitt-Watson, who I'm going to be yarning to tomorrow on Let's Talk. Troy Jungerji, Dean and Nene Brady, and Betty Reyes, who are they're a little bit different to what we expect. They're a sort of punk rock band. Very, very cool. Saw them at the Q Music Awards. They opened up the night there. They were nominated for Best Indigenous Band or Group or Artist, and, man, they blew everyone away. So, look, not only, you know, these guys, but we've got a big special surprise as well that we'll be keeping on the down low for now.
I don't even know.
No, I can't.
I'm surprised.
You know, as much as I want to be able to tell people, you know what the Murray Grapevine's like. You tell one and then the whole mob knows in half an hour. So we'll keep that one under wraps as best we can. But, you know, along with the live music, we've got some amazing food stalls. You know, Presto's Cafe is going to come down. They do, I know you've had it before, that mad crocodile curry. So they'll be serving that up. But also Yarraka Bales with Murray Menu.
Deadly.
And they do a mad spread as well. But, you know, we'll also be chucking on a sausage sizzle. So free sausage sizzle for anyone that wants to come along there. Have a bit of tucker. Barista Sisters coming down to make some coffee. So shout out to them. But also for the young ones, we'll have activities like a touch footy comp and, you know, some other little kick the ball activities with DC and those types of things. So look, again, not a huge scale event like it has been with
previous years.
We're going to have it on the smaller park. The touch footy will be on the higher park, the flat up the top with the amphitheater. That'll be touch up there, and then down the bottom stage, food stalls, elders tent. Culture Weave with Nadine Foley. Uncle Dwayne Doyle's going to be doing his art gang. So there's going to be lots and lots to fit into those hours between 10 and 3. But, you know, I encourage everybody to come down and be a part of it. It's such an amazing display of culture. It fills you up, too, Bo, when you're amongst the mob and you're seeing, you know, all these things unfold. And I'm, you know, as much work as it is to do in these couple of weeks, every single part of the process so far has been really enjoyable and fulfilling.
And we usually do a special broadcast on NAIDOC, the Brekkie crew, Let's Talk. We usually go till about lunchtime, you know, sharing sort of the hosting. You know, are we going to do that? You
know, no, we're going to need all hands on deck, Bo, so we won't be having any normal programming that day. You know, we'll need our Brekkie team to help with the bump in and those types of things, and we will be doing of course Let's Talk live from down there. Mm-hmm. So you'll be there with Karina. Mm-hmm. Is this news to you, bro? Let's Talk, and then, you know, we'll also have, you know, a proper welcome to country from Anna Kerry Charlton and the culture of dancing as well from Shannon Rusker and others throughout the day. So music, dance, you know, pretty much everything you've come to expect from the family fun day, minus the stalls, the rides, and the food, you know, those fried food trucks. So look, you know, we're stripping it back to kind of what it used to be when I first started going to Musgrave Park. Bow, you know, back in the day, it was very grassroots, very low-key, relaxed, and that's the atmosphere that will be, you know, hoping we'll be there on Friday the 9th.
Awesome, Deadly. Now, thanks, you know, for coming on and having a chat with us. You're more than welcome to stay around if you want.
I was going to say, along with Rochelle Pitt-Watson tomorrow, I'm going to be having a yarn with Uncle Coco Wharton.
Deadly.
You know, a part of the day as well is also the rally and the march, which, you know, is an important part of the day or the days that we have for Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people here, you know, particularly Invasion Day. That's, you know, another one, a great opportunity to march in solidarity, but that'll be no different on the 9th. So, yeah, rally march, and Coco will be giving us all those details tomorrow.
Deadly. That's awesome. And to sort of take us into a break as well, we're going to head to Brisbane Black Spy and Mop and the Dropouts. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.9 FM, Murray Country.
On TV I saw a story of the Brisbane Blacks. From society is strong. Every day, each passing day, our culture slowly dies.
Oh, look out, you nearly walked into me. You want to get your eyes tested? Nah, seriously. Some of us need to have our eyes tested by an optometrist more often than others. If you're living with diabetes, then you should be seeing your optometrist every year. This is because 98% of MOB's vision loss from diabetes is preventable or treatable. So don't forget to see your optometrist every year to keep your vision deadly. And don't forget your jarjums too. They should be getting their first eye test with an optometrist around the time they turn 5. School screenings don't replace normal eye tests, so book your little one in with the optometrist at your local clinic before they start school and set them up for a bright future. Plus, now is the perfect time, as you can pick up a free pair of Style and Sunnies when you get an eye test. That should help shade those rays.
Deadly.
So head on down to a participating clinic today. To find your closest clinic, head to iuih.org.au.
A message from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health.
Station sponsor.
Moonlight is so bright, almost day. We'll keep dancing the way. You see the thoughts that
This is Bo Spearham with Let's Talk.
That was Dancing in the Moonlight by Coloured Stone. And before that, we played Brisbane Blacks by Mop and the Dropouts. As I mentioned before, NAIDOC Week is coming up. And if you are just tuning in, my guest before was station manager Dan Rennie, one of the organisers of NAIDOC here in Musgrave Park this year. It's good to be back in the park for NAIDOC. We'll be down there doing our Let's Talk live and having a chat to some of the mob. We'll also be involved in other activities throughout the day as well. And usually for us, we're a bit busy heading off to different NAIDOC events around the greater Brisbane area. Usually we head down over to Inala for their NAIDOC as well, which we will be, which it'll be good to get out there and do that as well. And I'm just trying to get up some dates. So the Inala NAIDOC, they have the Inala NAIDOC launch, which is at the Civic Centre, the plaza there. That'll be on the 5th, on Monday the 5th of July, from 11 a.m. to 11:30, the launch of NAIDOC at Inala. And then on Wednesday the 7th is the Inala Family Fun Day at CJ Greenfields Sporting Complex, Freeman Road, Richlands. There'll be entertainment and food, free rides and kids activities and community stalls as well. So definitely, if you're in sort of the area, definitely go check that out as well. As I mentioned, you know, usually work sends us down there and we get some interviews down there as well. So it'll be great to check that one out as well. And then also on the North Side NAIDOC Committee proudly presents North Side Community Fun Family Fun Day 2021. And they're having their NAIDOC at Kabara. So that's on Thursday the 8th of July 2021 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And all are invited. And as sort of Dan mentioned earlier, there is, you know, currently at the moment Brisbane doesn't have any restrictions for COVID and stuff as well, because we don't have I don't think we've had a community transmission in quite a while. Obviously, there was that one who's, I believe, in quarantine at the moment. But yeah, so that's on Thursday. And the address for that, so that's Thursday, the 8th of July, 2021, from 10 a.m. To 3 p.m. We're 421 Beams Road, Kabara. For more information, just contact event coordinator Pat on 04 0847 2385, just for a bit more information about that. Also, there's a this is NAIDOC Week 2021 for the Ipswich area, I believe it is, at Laidley Park. When is that? That is Friday the 2nd of July from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I'll get some more information on that as that approaches as well. What I do know, there'll be the Yagra dancers and also the Inala Elders singing group as well. So definitely check that as well. And as we sort of go into next week as well, I'll be finding and looking for other community NAIDOC events as well. If you're tuning in from around the country via NERS and you want to let us know about your community NAIDOC event, please get in touch with us as well. Hit us up on our Facebook page. It is good to see so many NAIDOC events happening around as well, which is awesome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to head back to my desk and I'm going to look for all these different NAIDOC events. Maybe I'll give some to Dan to read out tomorrow as well. But definitely tune in to Let's Talk, because I'll be giving you more updates on community NAIDOC events that are happening. And then also next week, we will be focusing on the theme, which is Hill Country. So we'll definitely be really keen to hear from different mobs from around the country. Other community events, or even other people in the community doing amazing things to heal country. As always, this is Let's Talk, and I'm your host, Bo Spearham. You can catch the repeat at 7 p.m. tonight, or go to our website at 989fm.com.au and follow the links to the podcast, which will be up a little bit later on in the day. And please check out previous Let's Talk programs. And as always, it's a pleasure. This is Let's Talk, 989FM on Murray Country.
And stolen away from their home.